This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is news this morning that Charter Communications, controlled by media tycoon John Malone, is buying the Time Warner Cable Company for $55.33 billion. This comes less than a month after Comcast abandoned its bid for Time Warner Cable amid antitrust questions. From our Washington Bureau, Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
Charter is moving to buy two separate cable providers. First, Bright House Networks, a small company with 2.5 million customers, and also Time Warner Cable, the second largest provider in America. Ross Rubin, principal analyst at Reticle Research, says Charter wants those Time Warner Cable customers because if Charter is large enough,
they can negotiate more favorable terms with broadcasters.
If Charter, Bright House, and Time Warner Cable are combined, the total number of customers will be just under 24 million. That's right below the 27 million customers that Comcast has.
They're going to argue that this is really great for consumers.
Rob Frieden is a professor of telecommunications and law at Penn State. He argues that mergers like this one reduce the chance that an outside company will be able to innovate.
You also have a situation where two operators sort of control 80% of the broadband marketplace.
This deal should go more smoothly than the failed Comcast-Time Warner Cable merger, partly because Charter could now serve as a competitive check to Comcast. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.